Jackson.
Yes, ma'am.
You think I was born yesterday? I'm a really smart lady.
A military couple about to put down roots.
You have a child. You were purchasing a house. She had the cash. You did not. Was the house supposed to be put in both your names?
Yes, ma'am.
Was she outmaneuvered by her ex?
Why would she give you $3,500 to put a house just in your name?
I said, I have the good credit. You have the money. So let's go ahead and buy this house.
That's a lot of...
Judge Judy. You are about to enter the courtroom of Judge Judith Scheinlein. The people are real. The cases are real. The rulings are final. This is Judge Judy. Jana Paris is suing her ex-boyfriend, Antonio Jackson, for half the down payment on a home, the cost of home improvements, and the return of property.
Order. All rise.
This is case number 512 on the calendar, in the matter of Paris versus Jackson.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Judge parties have been sworn in. You may be seated. Ma'am, have a seat, please.
Mr. Jackson, I'm going to start with you. You and Ms. Paris were in a relationship, and you concede that, for about 6 years. Is that correct?
That is correct, ma'am.
And you have a 3-year-old child together.
Yes, ma'am.
Are you in the military?
Yes, ma'am.
And what about you, Mr. Jackson? What do you do?
Also in the military, ma'am.
This is her claim. Her claim is that while you were together, and I assume after you have a son?
Yes, ma'am.
Who's born, she claims that the two of you decided to purchase a home together. She was away on military training. You were going to take care of the details of the house. She says that she gave you $3,500 towards the down payment of that house. The house was supposed to be in both of your names. She came back to discover that the house was titled only in your name, which I suppose bothered her for a little bit. But then it really bothered her when, after an argument, you unceremoniously threw her out of the house and she wants her down payment back. That's your case. I'm not talking about the repairs that you say you paid for in this house. Not interested in those. You did live there, right?
Yes, ma'am.
Pay for the repairs. So I want to know in what month and year, Mr. Jackson, the house was purchased?
August 1st of 2012, ma'am.
Where was the house purchased?
In Philadelphia.
In August of 2012, where was Ms. Paris?
She was home from military leave by then, I believe, ma'am.
She was at home?
Yes.
Is that right?
Yes, ma'am.
So you were at home in Philadelphia when the house was purchased?
Yes, the house was purchased in August, ma'am.
When was it purchased?
It was purchased April of 2012.
Well, I assume you have that information.
Yes, ma'am.
Show me.
This is a printout of the date on record of the house being purchased.
Well, it was recorded on August 1st, 2012.
Okay.
That's the date the deed was recorded. That doesn't necessarily mean that that's the date it was purchased.
Okay.
It could not have been, as a matter of fact, recorded on the same date that it was purchased.
Correct. Okay. I misunderstood the question, ma'am. So
right.
The purchase date was in April, yes.
Right. Now, in April, Ms. Paris was not at home.
No, I was not.
Where were you?
I was away in Virginia doing training.
Mr. Jackson, what was the purchase price of the house?
The purchase price of the house was $65,000 now. The down payment that she gave was $3,500.
$65,000?
Correct.
And it is generally considered appropriate for the down payment of the house to be either the contract price to be, did you go to contract on this house for $65,000?
Yes, ma'am.
Did you put down a 10% deposit?
I think it was 3% at the time.
Where did you get the money for the down payment?
I did get it from Ms. Paris.
Tell me the conversation that you had with her when you took the $3,500 for the down payment.
At that time, ma'am, both of us was homeless. My mother kicked us out of.
Listen to me carefully.
Okay.
Was the house supposed to be put in both of your names since
you
were living together and had a child together?
No, ma'am.
Was the house supposed to be put in both your names?
Yes, ma'am.
Well, why would she give you $3,500 to put a house just in your name?
Because being that we are together, my credit was good enough to purchase the house, ma'am. So I said, I have the good credit, you have the money, so let's go ahead and buy this house.
That's a lot of...
Okay.
You have a... Are you chewing gum?
Yes, ma'am.
Would you hand this to him, please?
Yeah,
good. Perfect. I have the credit. You've got the money. Let's go ahead and buy this house together in my name.
Okay.
Do you ever hear something so ridiculous? It's ridiculous.
What lies to you?
You're both in the military.
Yes, ma'am.
You both get paid approximately the same amount of money?
I'm not sure what you get paid.
What do you get paid?
I get paid as the E-4 because I'm in the reserves, ma'am.
Would you tell me what you get paid?
It all depends on how long the duty is. It's not like a certain hour percentage that you get.
What did you get last month?
$106.
And the month before?
Another $106 check.
Is that the only income that you have?
No.
What else do you do?
I am a Department of Defense employee. I work for the Department of Defense.
And how much do you get from that?
$35,000.
Right. And what do you do, Mr. Jackson? You're in the military?
Yes, ma'am.
How much do you earn?
I'm also an MD soldier, and I closely...
And what else do you do aside...
I work with the city, of Philadelphia.
And how much do you earn?
About $34,000 a year.
So you earn about the same thing. You have a child, you were purchasing a house, she had the cash, you did not. Did you have a joint bank account when you lived together?
No, ma'am.
You would put money into his account?
No, ma'am, I handed him cash. I handed him a cashier's check.
For the $3,500?
Yes, ma'am.
And that was in April of 2012. Is that correct?
It was actually in March.
Now, you did live in that house for a period of time?
Yes, ma'am.
How did you share the bills?
I bought the groceries, I paid the gas, the electric, and I also paid the cable.
Okay. And you paid the mortgage?
I did pay the mortgage, ma'am.
Okay. And is she telling me accurately, Mr. Jackson, that she paid for groceries, utilities?
No, ma'am.
What did she pay for?
The part of the story that is missing, we also had a tenant in the resident, ma'am. Her friend, which I allowed to come into the house because she also needed a place to stay.
That's not important.
So there was a three-way split where she paid for grocery, the tenant paid for the utilities, and I paid for the mortgage.
It's fine. So what?
Okay.
Now, I don't care why. It didn't work out. It wasn't positive. You told her to leave. With your son?
No, ma'am.
Did your son leave with her?
She took him. My son was actually at my mother's house at the time that she was evicted. She went over there and received him, yes.
Okay. So you threw her out of the house?
Yes, ma'am.
Now, you want to explain why she's not entitled to her down payment back?
Yes, ma'am. I believe that, you know, we split everything. So
where was your $3,500?
I didn't have $3,500, ma'am.
Judgment for the plaintiff, ma'am, the amount of $3,500. Thank you very much. Now, you have a counterclaim.
Ma'am.
Your counterclaim is...
I have a gift receipt right here, ma'am, saying that she's not supposed to ask me for the money back, ma'am.
Oh, I understand what that says, sir.
Okay.
Put it down. That was in 2012?
3-9-2012, yes, ma'am.
Listen, I know exactly what that is for. It was for the bank. Listen, hey, Jackson.
Yes, ma'am.
You think I was born yesterday? I'm a really smart lady. When you have money that you can't account for, the bank wants to know where you're getting the money from. And when you say, I'm getting it as a gift, somebody's making it as a gift, they say, we want to see proof that it's a gift, and they're not going to ask you for it back, because then you may not be able to pay the mortgage. Do I look like I was born yesterday? I'm 71 years old, you fool.
Judge Judy continues in a moment.
Did you break the TV, Ms. Paris?
No, I did not, ma'am.
Who broke the TV?
Antonio was very abusive during our relationship.
No, I don't want to hear abuse.
No, he threw me against the TV, and that's how the TV broke.
And later today...
Judges don't untangle, live in almost married, because we have better things to do. You wanted him to repay that loan? You should have come much faster to court.
Real cases, real people. Judge Judy. Jana Paris says ex-boyfriend Antonio Jackson owes for half the down payment on a home, the cost of home improvements, and the return of property. Antonio is countersuing for destruction of property.
Now, anything else you want to tell me? They don't keep me here because I'm gorgeous.
Okay.
As annoyed as I am with you for trying to pawn that piece of paper over that was fraudulently given to the bank in 2012, I'm going to give you 2 seconds to tell me about your counterclaim that she damaged your house when she got angry. Two minutes.
Ma'am. The counterclaim is for the damages done to the property in her rage because I confronted her about having another male in my home at the time that I wasn't there, ma'am. And the reason she was kicked out is because of that.
Fine. What did she do?
She said that she cheated on me.
No. What? I don't care about that.
Okay.
That's between the two of you.
Okay.
That has nothing to do with me. What did she do to the house?
On her way out of the house, she broke the screen door. In rage, she broke the stove, punched holes in a wall. I even tried to barricade myself in the back room, ma'am, and she kicked the door in on that. I have that photo on my phone, and she also broke my TV.
I want to see all the pictures. Did you break the TV, Miss Paris?
No, I did not, ma'am.
Who broke the TV?
Antonio was very abusive during our relationship.
No, no, I don't want to hear abuse.
No, he threw me against the TV, and that's how the TV broke.
When?
12/9/2012.
How do you know it was that date?
Because it was around Christmas time when the TV broke, and that same day we called the police.
Can I see the police report?
This is the incident report. I wasn't able to get the police report.
Who called the police?
I did.
Is that right? Right!
Okay. I don't recall police being called, ma'am.
Well, let me tell you this, Mr. Jackson. My problem with you and my problem with your counterclaim is as follows. While Miss Paris did not sue you for throwing her out of the house, which you acknowledge that you did, because according to you, you found her involved with somebody else, you have no right to do that since she was at least a tenant in the home. Because as long as she pays bills in the home, you can't throw her out and lock her out. You have to give her a notice. That's what the law is. You can't just say, my house, my deed, you're gone. She chose not to sue you for that. Why, I don't know. But I'm not considering any of the alleged damage that she did to your house trying to get back in, sir. I think she had a perfect right to try to get back into your house. And she's also entitled to a $3,500 down payment. So your counterclaim is dismissed, judgment for the plaintiff, for the amount of $3,500. That is it.
Parties are excused. You may step up.
It is what it is.
I think it was fair.
I am very heartbroken right now.
That he's very manipulative.
We can still coexist and co-parent. I'm okay with that.
I hope that we can be good parents to our son and continue living our lives happily.
I just want to get back to my life.
As soon as he puts that first hand on you, it is not going to stop. Get out of there.
And now, the next case.
All parties in the matter of Ruggiero versus Deloria, step forward.
Crystal Ruggiero is suing her ex-fiancé, 24-year-old Christopher Deloria, for a loan to buy a car and medical bills due to an assault.
All right, we have one of these laundry list of cases that I so despise, but every once in a while I have to deal with them. Miss Ruggiero, this is your former boyfriend. You say he owes you a lot of money for a lot of things. He owes you money for a car that you bought for him 2 years ago that nobody has anymore. Is that right?
That is right.
That he owes you for an assault that happened 6 months ago. That when the two of you separated, he took a PlayStation. PlayStations were for children.
A lot of adults own them.
PlayStation, and what else did you say he took from you? And a TV. He says the car was a gift. He really used that term inartfully. That's really not what he thought. And that the TV and PlayStation belonged to you, and there was never an assault. Right?
Correct.
Okay.
Judge Judy continues in a moment.
Our house was burglarized.
And were those things taken from the house during the course of the burglary?
Yes.
Did you have insurance?
Yes, I did.
Did insurance send you a check?
Yes, there was a $1,000 deductible.
I don't care.
Real cases, real people. Judge Judy. Crystal Ruggiero says ex-fiancé Christopher Deloria owes for a loan and an assault.
Okay, so let's start with the car. We've got the idea that there was a time when the two of you really liked each other. You lived together. You were an item. There was only one car. You laid out the money and purchased a car that was in your name. Let's call that Car A. Car A is the money that you allege that you loaned to him for a car, but when it was purchased, it was put in your name. Subsequently, the two of you moved, and that car, Car A, was sold, and Car B was purchased. You were still a couple then, correct?
Yes.
And Car B was put in your name?
Correct.
Did you invest any money in Car B?
Yes.
How much money did you invest in Car B?
$400 towards the down payment, and then I've been making payments of $250 since November.
Right. So your car isn't here anymore.
Car A is no longer here anymore.
Correct.
However, it was used as a trade-in and put
That's correct.
Down.
He's not paying you back for it. You were a couple. Judges don't untangle, live in almost married, because we have better things to do. You wanted him to repay that loan. You should have come much faster to court. not when it was all broken up and all unraveled. So I don't care about car A and B. He used it as a down payment. He's been paying it off car B. Car A is somewhere in Carfax heaven. Now, let's get to the assault that happened 6 months ago. What brings you to court now?
Well, I am asking for the money incurred for the medical bills and for the pain and suffering.
Okay. You want to tell me when this assault happened?
The assault happened on October 26, 2013. On October 26th, I told him that I was breaking up with him and that I would rather be single than live with how he was treating me, and that the reason I was breaking up with him was because of the assault.
Okay. Tell me about the assault.
That day, it was October 26th, we were arguing all day. It was very heated. It was about the car, it was about payments, it was about money, it was about laundry, just things that had been built up. That day, he pushed me and shoved me and punched me in the chest and shoved me onto the bed. I kicked him and I left out to the garage.
Kicked him where?
In the groin area. And I ran out to my car, I got in my car, and as I was leaving, he jumped in my car and was yelling at me. He grabbed me by the face and he was yelling directly in my face, screaming like a madman. He finally got out of the car. I left. That's when I texted him that I'm done being treated like that and to pack his stuff. And
okay, that's the reason. Okay, is that the assault?
Yes.
Okay, go.
That's not how it happened at all.
I'd like to hear your version.
We did get into an argument that morning, and it was over stupid stuff like laundry and things like that. I had gone to my parents' house to help them with some things. I was late getting back to the apartment. We were going to a party for her friend. She gave me all kinds of attitude that I was late and we were gonna miss the surprise for the birthday party. We got in the car together. We were leaving. She was still giving me a hard time about being late for helping my parents out. I did yell at her. She pulled over, turned around, dropped me off. I went back into the house, and then she did later on send me a text message saying that we were done to pack my stuff and get out.
So she stopped, dropped you off. I'd like to see a police report.
I didn't file a police report, Your Honor.
Did he injure you?
He did rupture my eardrum. I did not go to urgent care until January 2nd, which I have urgent care.
Not interested in your from October 26th to January 2nd that he ruptured your eardrum from screaming at you.
Judge Judy continues in a moment. Are you the victim of an assault? Go to judgejudy.com, like us on Facebook, and follow us on Twitter.
Now, PlayStation.
The PlayStation, the TV, I have receipts of purchase. I purchased those items.
Just a second. When were they purchased?
The TV was purchased on 7/12.
Were you living together in July?
Yes, we were living together in my house that I purchased.
That's okay. So the TV was purchased by you, 7/12. Just for my own information, did you have any joint bank account, or did you each have your own bank account?
No joint bank accounts. We each had a separate one.
Did you each have your own credit cards?
Yes.
Is that correct?
Yes.
Got it. And what about the PlayStation?
The PlayStation, the Nintendo DS, and the PlayStation Elite were all purchased by me on 7/9, Your Honor.
So around the same time. Mm-hmm. Were they gifts to you?
They were replacements. Our house was burglarized. Those were all things that I had before we got...
Just a second. Was your house burglarized?
Yes, it was.
Okay. And were those things taken from the house during the course of the burglary?
Yes.
Did you have insurance?
Yes, I did.
Did insurance send you a check?
Yes, there was a $1,000 deductible.
I don't care. So the two things that were taken during the course of the burglary, among other things, I assume, were the TV and PlayStation. Is that correct?
That is correct.
Are we done here? We have money loaned for a vehicle, gone. Value of property plus money owed for medical bills, gone. And then we have the PlayStation and the TV, which I also tell you, are gone. Goodbye. Your case is dismissed. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Excuse me, step out.
Judge Judy continues in a moment. And on the next Judge Judy. Was it an ambush?
How did the two of you get to the same place at the same time?
That's a mystery.
Mystery? I'm really good at solving mysteries.
Judge Judy.
he definitely owes that money, whether or not there was an agreement.
I'm very happy with how it turned out. I mean, she definitely agreed with me that this was all just very frivolous.
I really don't care anything about them. I just want my money back.
After we had split up, we were going to try to remain friends. As soon as she found out I had a new girlfriend, that's when everything just went into a tailspin.
There's no truth to that whatsoever. I'm the one that broke up with him. I left him.
She loves drama. Always did, probably always will.
I'm not gonna loan any more money.
I wish her the best in her new life. I'm just glad it's not in my life.